We love our dogs and we want to take care of them. And one of the best ways to do this is be aware of the most common injuries and what we can do about them. So I decided to put together one of my top 10 lists on the subject. Here are the top 10 dog injuries. Number one are those that cause bleeding, such as cuts, scrapes, and wounds. Abrasions, punctures, cuts, bites, and other traumas can cause bleeding. The sooner you treat an external wound, the faster and better it will heal. Recovery is faster when a vet immediately closes a deep wound with sutures. It takes nearly twice as long for a wound to heal if you leave the wound to heal by itself from within. This can lead to infection and scarring. Severe bleeding or hemorrhage is extremely serious, and your dog can quickly bleed to death. Internal bleeding is not apparent unless your dog is coughing or vomiting blood. Number two, burns. All burns, whether they come from heat or chemical, are serious and need immediate attention from a veterinarian. Even minor burns can cause tissue damage and severe fluid loss. So it's important to give your dog plenty of water. Number three, choking, gagging, and coughing. Sudden choking or difficult getting air can happen if your dog swallows a foreign object, especially if you have little kids and toys around and your dog likes to pick them up, like mine does. Try to remove the objects. If you can't remove it, bring your dog immediately to the veterinarian. If the object is inhaled into the windpipe, bronchial tubes, or lungs, it is an emergency. If your dog swallows bones, sticks, or glass, and it enters the stomach or the small intestine, call your veterinarian. If your dog swallows a small object like a marble or a coin, it may simply pass through the intestines and be eliminated in the bowel movement. Ask your vet what to look for. And periodic coughing is often most caused by infection rather than a foreign object. Never put your hand in your dog's mouth. Frightened animals frequently bite. Many people are severely injured during a dog's choking incident. The number four common dog injury is this: insect bites and stings. Bites and stings from bees and wasps, hornets, and yellow jackets can be quite painful. If your dog is allergic to these stings and bites, it may be life-threatening. Bites generally occur on the face, in the mouth, on the heads, or the paws. I remember my dog sticking her head in a container that was sitting in my backyard when I first got my house, and out she came with the bees all the way down her forehead, across her temple, and right down her back. I thought to myself for a fleeting moment, my, this looks quite different. And only then did I realize there were all bees that were stinging her. And ever since then, anytime a bee or a fly would come by, she would automatically get up and move away. I ended up having to give Benadryl to her. Number five, fractures. A fracture is a break or a crack in the bone, usually caused by high fall or an accident from a vehicle. Cancer or an improper diet can weaken bones and lead to fractures as well. In a simple fracture, the bone does not pierce the skin, but there is usually substantial damage to the surrounding soft tissue. In a compound fracture, the bone is exposed, the skin is broken, and contamination is present, making an infection a cause for concern. Dislocation is the movement of a bone away from a joint, resulting in injury to the surrounding soft tissues. If it is not corrected, it usually results in permanent impairment to the joint's mobility. Splint an animal if you suspect a fracture or a dislocation. Number six is one we talked about last week, gastrointestinal upset. Gastrointestinal upset from emotional stress, food, plants, parasites, fur balls, can cause diarrhea or constipation. Diarrhea may be due to dietary problems, poison, an infection, or disease. And constipation may be the result of eating large amounts of bone, dry food, or bedding. I've had many a dog chew up the nice bedding that I supply, and it ends up coming out the other end. An obstruction in the pelvic area, such as a fracture or a tumor or a hernia or old age, or a decrease in exercise can also cause constipation. So see your veterinarian if diarrhea or constipation continues for 48 hours. Your dog loses weight or does not respond to first aid treatment. Number 7, rashes, skin irritation, and itches. Rashes and skin irritations are usually caused by physical contact and or eating certain foods or plants, toxic plants, or chemicals. Itchiness can also be caused by fleas, ear mites, or other insect bites. Number 8, eyes, ears, teeth, and gums. Your dog's eyes, ears, teeth, and gums may be prone to infection, parasites, illness, and foreign materials. Inspect your dog with regular home health exams and get annual checkups. I know I neglected to take my dog in, and when I did take her in, she had to have 2 teeth removed, and I got a nice vet bill for that. So don't neglect. Number 9, frostbite and hypothermia. I've talked about this one before. Frostbite is freezing, which damages the skin and deep tissue, especially the tail, the tips of the ears, foot pads, toes, and the nose. And frostbite can occur when snow or ice collects in your dog's paws or if it's extremely cold outside. Hypothermia is when your dog temperature drops below 98 degrees Fahrenheit. That's an emergency. Number 10, drowning. Because dogs are unable to climb pool ladders in the dead of winter, is always nice to talk about. They can drown from physical exhaustion or trying to get out of the pool. So set up an exit ramp for your dog if you own a pool or a hot tub. I found that when clients have asked me how to teach their dog to get in and out of the pool, I have shown them that all they need to do is make sure their dog exits and enters upon the same area, and therefore the dog learns just to go up the steps of the pool and down the steps to get out. So be aware of these injuries and be prepared as you can deal with them. That way you can make sure your best friend is as safe as he can be. It also helps if you take a CPR course for dogs. I did many years ago, and I learned an awful lot, and it's helped me over the years.